Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Welcome back to EV News Daily, and welcome to an update about this show. And if you're interested in what's going to be happening, well, stay tuned. And if you're not, because although this isn't a self-indulgent podcast, it is just purely an update about what's happening to this show. It's okay if you don't mind, by the way. Just hit stop now and delete this in your Patreon feed or your podcast feed and move on to the next episode of news or China or whatever you got stored in your feed. But if you are interested, let me explain the future of what's happening here. Well, we are now 3,258 episodes in to EV News Daily. Now, some of those are going to be China over the last year plus. EV News China has been just fascinating to work on, and I continue to learn so much every day, and hopefully I can pass on what I learn. Briefly is your four-minute look at what's happening in the world of EVs. No waffle. No wasted time, just the facts. Now, we don't get a chance to talk about what those stories mean in EV News Daily. And that's one of the things I love most about EV News Daily, rather than briefly, is we get to talk about, well, here's the headline, but what does it mean? How does it affect me or the industry? Or let's dig into it. Briefly, it's just you are time poor. You want to get the news and people just listen to that to get their fix. And I used to do a lot more interviews back in the day. Haven't done a lot of those recently. And specials as well. So, over 3,000 episodes. 3258 is the number so far. Well, that all started 3,113 days ago. Wow. The first episode was the 18th of January 2018, and genuinely nobody heard it. I know, because when I listened to it, it showed up as one listen, and that was me. And that was interesting. I did that at a time when I was not coming to the end of my radio career, but I'd done it since 94 was my first radio job. And so my entire life had been in local, then regional, then national radio stations here in the UK. And so normally as a presenter, I always tried to keep that as part of my arsenal. I'm not the world's greatest radio presenter. There's some amazing communicators and storytellers and hosts out there, but I was okay at it. And then I also took on, I ran the radio stations and I managed the DJs, and I did some other things that kept them on the air, right? And so that was my career, and because I ended up at the end of that career working on some really big radio, launching some really big radio stations that over the couple of years became very, very successful, then I was used to looking at numbers in the millions. And I was obviously, you take it for granted. It's just the job that you do. And so when... you have to think, oh man, I've never done this for myself. And you launch a podcast and zero people listen. Even I had a Twitter account. The Twitter account was EV News Daily back in the day. I promoted it. I said, I'm going to do it, a daily EV podcast. The first one was like 5 minutes long or something. Nobody listened. And boy, was that bringing me back down to earth with a bump. And so it was good. It was good. It was humbling. And you started with one, and then one day somebody listened. And that was awesome. Well, there've been pretty much daily shows, and I've missed chunks of time for various reasons, but pretty much over the last, well, since 2018, I've been here every day through Christmases and holidays and pandemics and becoming a dad twice. Two wonderful young people joined our family, and we became a family, and that's has been a wild ride and continues to be. And there's been a long list of difficult days when stopping would have been the sensible choice because I had other jobs. I had a full-time job. And then when, just before the global pandemic, I moved into a job making podcasts, but within Formula One. And so, which was my hobby, which is why I did it the weekend, and I would go to races. And so I was paid to do my hobby. And it was an awesome group of people that I work with there. Absolutely. I miss that job a lot. But again, towards the end, there was a lot of races that Formula One added in time zones that meant I was awake at 2, 3, 4, 5 a.m. in the morning. I was always UK-based. They always offered me do you want to go to races? And no, we've adopted one small child, then we adopted a second. And then, I don't want to spend half my life away. We had colleagues that did that, and some of them were parents. Some of them were single, some were parents. And it's a life choice, and it wouldn't have worked for our life because of the decisions we made and the support that my wife and I need to be here for our children who, sometimes take a little more, right? And so then that became a challenge, and EV News Daily was at a point where I could do it full time, and our income dropped massively. Don't get me wrong, but it dropped to a point where we could live and I could be here. And so that's what happened. And that has been a wild ride. I asked you recently on the Patreon page, I put a quick poll out. A few years ago, I bought the domain ev.news because they released some new top-level domains. I think .com was filling up. And one of them was .news. And I thought, that's what I do. That's a cool thing. And at the point of when they released them, I was early enough that I got a two-letter domain. I got ev.news, which is cool. And it's to get a two-letter domain, albeit not a .com, but a .news, which is still, I think a lot of people don't know there's .news is a domain, but I think a lot of tech people would. It's a cool thing. Now, that was many, many years ago when they came out. And honestly, I've sat on it. Because my show was called EV News Daily. And I've often gone around the houses on whether we should rebrand or not. And I finally got there. So I asked the Patreon gang, look, here's the pros and cons. Heritage of EV News Daily, search, SEO, years of heritage versus a fresh start. Well, the public and private messages were overwhelming and very clear. So, on the 1st of August, EV News Daily will be no more. On the 1st of August, this becomes ev.news. And that'll be the website when I make it. Bear with me. This is going to be a work in progress. So evnewsdaily.com will be no more. And this show will be called EV News. And the website's ev.news. So for anyone who wants to hit stop now on the podcast, nothing about this show will change on the 1st of August. The feed won't break. You'll still get this show how you get it at the minute. The pledge stays the same. There's nothing to do. So why are we changing? Well, the name began back in 2018 as the description. I would make, when I had time, and it was normally pretty late at night because I had a full-time job, one short podcast that was the news, and it was daily. It was really, when I started the show, it was what Briefly is now. It was 4, 5, 6 minutes, just the headlines. But in 2026, that name describes less than it used to. We've got the original show, which I try and keep under 25 minutes, but it runs long. We've got Briefly. We've got China. We've got specials. We've got deep dives. I do a written briefing for the Patreon gang. If you want to see this word for word, you can sign up on Patreon and you get the show notes. There's evnewsdaily.com, which is pretty much unloved, by the way. So that was another reason that I wanted to start fresh with that. And a YouTube channel that I've had three bashes at. And I've done three stints on YouTube of maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And I've never liked what came out. Now, everyone tells me, just turn the camera on. We don't care. But I'm from this old world of linear broadcast media. I wasn't brought up with social media and TikTok as my content creation. How so many people were like, cool, I've got a phone, I can film myself walking down the street, and now I have a voice. Now, I'm so lucky that I always had a voice because I was on a network or a radio station that had a license to broadcast. So when the ability to broadcast far and wide came along and social media changed everyone's life and everyone became a content creator, I already was once. There was no novelty value, except when I did something, I still came at it with the same discipline and set of values that I would apply to my day job. So whenever I did have a go at YouTube for EV News Daily, it just never looked as proper as I wanted. And everyone, we don't care. We don't want it to look proper. We want it to look rough and ready, real, authentic. And I always really, I was just trained for years for everything just to be perfectly edited and polished and wonderful and, you know, all the graphics. And I'm on my own here. And it was always a thing that I did late at night when my wife was in bed, just to do EV News Daily as a hobby. So there's that as well. And so it was time to start fresh with video and start fresh on YouTube. But more importantly, EV News Daily used to be about giving you the headlines. And where we are now, I find the best bit about this show is explaining the news and what it means to you and what it means to the industry and what it means to people who want to buy an EV or drive an EV. And in many ways, EV News Daily tethered me to a mindset in the past, which I struggle to break free from. So it's time to move on. EV News is a new thing. It's shorter and I can still say it on the air, EV News or EV.news. I'll work that out exactly how I communicate it. It's easy to remember. It should be good for search as well. For those who asked, yes, everything that I can do has been done in terms of the transition. So yes, I own EV.news as a domain. I've managed to get EV News on Instagram. So I should probably get back onto that platform and promote the show. On Threads, which I find the conversations there really interesting. I should do more of that. Everywhere else, EV News was gone years ago, either by people who had the same idea or they tried it. And some of the EV News channels on those other social platforms are now dormant. But the platforms are not interested in freeing them up or giving them to me. Or, you know, unless you're a massive creator, then you can't exactly call these platforms. And so everywhere else, I'll stay EV News Daily. So on X and on LinkedIn and on Facebook. That's going to be the username or the handle. Does it matter? Not really, because the name will change and the logo will change and it'll be EV News and EV.news. And so I think it sets an intention that at some point I want to be the only person not doing this. And, you know, EV News Daily has always been mine as well. So let's start fresh with something that isn't full of baggage in my head. I have a vision one day to be a bit like Fully Charged, if I could wave a magic wand, where Robert Llewellyn started that, and it was him making videos, and then it grew, and it's a business, and it's an incredible team of people, and it's everything electric, and it moved on, and you know that's been decades in the making. So what does it mean? Well, again, very little. The feed won't change. The ad-free feed for patrons won't change. Tiers, the pledging on Patreon won't change. The show won't change. The website will be new at some point. How can you help? Please tell me what you don't like. So if I rebrand anything and you're an expert in branding or you just have an eye for design and style, let me know because it's you listening this far into the podcast that means I get to be here making these shows for thousands of people around the world every day, telling them what these stories really mean. And if you see something, please let me know whether you like it or don't like it. If you find something that is good, I'm on the right track. Again, feel free to contact me. If you've got any expertise in any area like this, I'm learning as I go. And it's just the best time and a little bit scary, but it's awesome to do it and learn. And I used to work in massive teams and now I'm a team of one. And so you sit down every day and go, okay, well, how do we do that? How do we make a new logo? Right. I'll go on and search this. And how do we start? Who can do this for me? Then you start finding solutions and people that can help. And so over the next few days, I'll share more on Patreon, probably, is where we'll start. I will spin up the socials, which have been dead for a long time. And I'll probably break some things as well. And for that, I apologize. Thank you for listening this far into the podcast. That's the plan. That's what we do. 1st of August is the date. After 3,258 episodes, I hope that the first show, the ZV News, has slightly more listeners than the first show last time round. I think it will. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next one.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.